we are here today for our first episode of the Seek Holy podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, my name is Zari and I'm one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Brittany. I'm your other co-host.
Yay. I am so happy to be here with you, Britt. Mm. And we've been talking a lot about how did we get to this point. And the truth is, God gave me this idea a while ago, and I was just kind of sitting on this name of Seek Holy.
Yeah.
And a few months ago, me and Britt were in Portland, and I'll let Britt kind of share what God did in that moment.
Yes. So we were going to a church conference in Portland with another friend of ours, who hopefully you'll get to see on our podcast as well. Yeah. And we were just dreaming and talking about what God has done. We had been praying and fasting up until that trip, really for probably like 6 months.
Yeah.
And you were in the passenger seat. I was driving. And you just started kind of talking about this vision that God had gave you a year ago, and it had been on your heart, and you weren't sure, like, you know, when you were going to start it or how you were going to start it, but this was something that really mattered to you. And as you were talking, all I could think was, I want to partner with her with that. And so here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. So I think they should know, our audience, like, why Seek Holy? Like, what did God give you in that vision of what this should be?
Yeah. So it has been a journey these last few years. And so a lot of people who know me closely know this, but a big part of my journey was choosing to leave my sorority. And that was just a really big deal, because in Black culture, you do not leave your Greek organizations. Yeah. And it runs deep. It's a big part of church culture. It's a big part of my family's culture. And so choosing to do that, because I felt like God was showing me it wasn't of him, was a big deal.
Yeah.
And still feels kind of even scary to share on a podcast setting. But I think what I saw as a narrative, there was a student from Howard who denounced from the same sorority. And a lot of pastors start talking about it. And they're like, if you're going to be that holy, then you're going to have to give up everything. And so it's kind of scary to think, like, pastors are saying this.
Yeah.
And I think also just in life in general, we think like, oh, if I become too much like God, or too much of a goody goody two shoes, then I'm going to be too set apart from everybody else and I won't be able to fit in anywhere. But I think the beauty of what I've seen in this is that I may have given up a sorority, but I gained true sisters in Christ. And
Amen.
That's in you.
Aww.
And that's also in some of our friends that we'll get to bring on the podcast soon. So that is part of why I was so excited about this project, because I think there is an urgency to have people know that this matters.
Yeah,
like, we think we have all this time in the world to get it right.
Wow.
And no day is promised to us. And I think sometimes we use God's grace as an excuse to keep doing what we're doing and to say it's covered, it's covered. And yes, Jesus died for our sins. But at the same time, I think it's important to realize, like, God still cares about us growing in holiness.
Amen.
And so, Britt, like, when you hear that word holiness, what does that mean to you?
Yeah. So I think for me, I love how you said the word, like, or the word set apart, because I think that we often forget as believers that we have been called to be set apart.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why I love that we get to do this podcast together is that oftentimes when we truly make a commitment to seek the Lord, to live fully for Christ and be holy and set apart, we feel like we're the only ones, that we're the only ones having to give up something for Christ, that we're the only ones that's having to die daily to our flesh, to, you know, idols. Like, it feels like we are the only one. And so I'm glad that we could sit on this couch, this chair together and kind of talk through, like, what it looks like in the everyday, in the mundane. But when I think about being holy, I think about the fact that God made us holy through Jesus Christ, right? And so we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And so we are already holy. Like, you know, we say seek holy, but we say it from a place of, like, we have already been seated in a place of holiness with Christ, right? And so seeking to be holy is seeking to be in continual fellowship to Christ and continuing to die daily to who he's called us to be.
Yeah.
And that may require us to give up so many things, right? Yeah. But it also means we get to gain so many great things as well. Yeah. So I'm just super excited about that. What about you?
Yeah, I think like in preparing for this, it was a really like daunting topic to think about holiness.
Yeah. And it's not sexy.
Like, it's so funny coming off of like the Holy Spirit conference, you would think I would have like so many things to say.
Yeah.
And one of our questions when we were preparing this podcast was thinking about how would we define holiness?
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the things that really stood out is one, the separation piece, mm-hmm. brightness. But one of the things like I thought was just so significant is holiness being about your proximity to God.
Yeah.
Amen. And I was like, what? Like, it's about your closeness to God. And I've been going through the Old Testament right now. I'm following a chronological Bible plan. And you just see how the laws were set up so that the people, God's chosen people, could be in his presence.
Yeah.
And I think even you think about Moses, when he would go before the Lord and return, and his face was glowing because he was in proximity to God.
Amen.
And I think about now, like the revelation that hit me is that when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, which means we have proximity to God.
Amen.
Which means we're holy.
Amen.
And so I was like, wow, like, I think my initial thought was like, can I be holy? I mean, sometimes I'm holy when I get it right, but like, it's
you're
not
always holy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not always, it's not always about my ability to get it right. It's about what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
And something too, I think we talked about, which I would love for you to share, Britt, you were talking about what happens if I know the Lord and I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
Can I still be holy? Is there a way that Jesus's blood isn't sufficient?
Wow, that's so good. So, you know, some of the writers of the New Testament, like you think about Paul, you think about Peter, you think about even James, they talk a lot about what it means now that we have been declared holy, we've been declared righteous in Christ. And one of the things that they say is that if we have accepted Jesus Christ and we have been declared holy, and we have that belief in him, there should be fruit in our life that manifests that. And so sometimes people are like, oh, like, well, I'm holy. Like, I don't have to do all that, right? But in scripture, in 1 John, in Peter, in so many scriptures, even in James, he tells us that we should question if people say that they are following Christ, or they're a believer in Christ, and they're walking in holiness, and you don't see fruits of goodness and kindness, and you see fruits of sin in their life, perpetual sin. You have reasons to doubt their faith. And so one of the examples that I thought of, the Holy Spirit gave to me, I know it's kind of like frivolous, but I thought about an old movie from our childhood, Princess Diaries. Yes. And, you know, Mia was just living this life. And one day her grandmother, came and said, hey, you are a princess. Yeah. And she had been living beneath that status for so long. And so she began a process of being transformed into being the princess. Now, she was already the princess when her grandmother found her. Right.
Yeah.
So her relationship with her grandmother was already by blood. Just like our relationship with Jesus is already by blood, and we've been declared holy. That relationship was already that she was a princess. However, because she was called to that seat, because she was called to that position, she was called to live differently than everyone around her. So that means she had to look differently. She had to walk differently. And so when we think that being called by Christ means that we can still live in our old lifestyle, I mean, come on, y'all. Even Princess Diaries knew that wasn't right, right? So like Mia had to transform, and so do we. We get to transform to be in the image of Christ. And why wouldn't you want to be in the image of the King? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And there's so much good that he gives us. He gives us peace and joy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no better goodness than that.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. And I think as we're speaking, I was thinking of Hebrews 10:26. Mm-hmm. And it says, if we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth,
there it is.
No sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God.
Yeah. And the writer continues in that scripture. You don't have to read it, but continues in the scripture, but like, what a fear to have to stand before God in that level of judgment because you didn't live faithfully.
Yeah.
And there's some people who that's a choice. But then I think about the believers that First Peter was talking about, who were just enduring a lot of persecution. They were enduring a lot of trials. And so oftentimes we could even grow weary in pursuing Christ. Yeah. And so even First Peter admonishes them in First Peter 1 verse 13, he says, therefore prepare your minds for action. Keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves also in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Yeah. He says, be holy because it's already been written. You are holy. Be who God has called you to be. I love that.
So if you were to say something directly to our listeners about where do I even start? Like, I think I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
But like, how do I know I'm actually living a holy life, and like, how do I live a holy life?
Yeah. So I will say that that's why we have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So we have the Word and we have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. And we have an opportunity that when we are reading the Word of God and our lives are not aligning to what God is saying in His Word, we can just ask the Holy Spirit to actually help us to become who He's called us to be. That we don't have to do it in our own strength. We don't have to strive. Yes. Like, seeking holy is really about tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to live lives that are pleasing to the Lord.
Yeah. There's so many things I think of if I were to answer that same question of what does it look like day by day? And I think like a good place to start, which is, I would love this to be a podcast topic for us, is like your appetite and what you're pouring into your spirit. Because I think a lot of times what happens in an issue for American Christians is that we become numb to our sin and numb to the things happening around us. Like, it doesn't. So, for example, in January, I did a whole month off of secular music, and I intentionally was listening to just Christian-based music, right? And I noticed that after January, it just kind of grieved my spirit to listen to songs where it was, you know, promoting things that are lustful and not of the Lord. And like, I think my appetite had changed, where I was numb to that before. Like, I could put on a Meg Thee Stallion song in the gym before and feel okay about it. But now I have a Christian Gym Vibes playlist that y'all can listen to, because it's fire. I needed the vibes it to is be fire. Still up, but like pushing me towards Christ.
Amen.
And so I think like a good first step is changing that appetite and realizing, even if you're numb in it, that doesn't mean that, oh, like you're okay, you're doing good. Because I think Satan wants us to stay comfortable.
Oh, 100%.
Comfortable. And if you are comfortable, then you won't make any changes. So currently I serve as a residence coordinator. I have the opportunity to work with students. And I had a student who did a mission trip to another country. And she was telling me the biggest difference is, you know, like in America, she said, Satan tries to convince us he's not real, right? Whereas in other countries, they know he's real. Like there's not, other countries have a lot more spirituality. Like they believe in the spiritual realm. Here it's like we rely on technology, our own comforts. And so he keeps us kind of in a complacent like place in life, because we're always thinking, okay, like I can do it in my own strength. Like everything's going to work out. Like there's not a Satan. So there's not a God. There's not any of those things. And I think those are kind of barriers to our ability to actually believe there's a reason to have this urgency.
Yeah, 100%. And so, you know, one of the things that I hope that people can get out of this podcast when they're watching it, as they're watching this journey, as they're hearing us talk about what it looks like to be holy in the everyday, and talking with some of our friends and people that we know in this community, we want, I know for me personally, I want people to know that like you can truly pursue holiness. And you don't have to do it alone, whether that's being connected to a body of Christ, being connected in community, being plugged into your Word, and continuing to talk to the Lord about where you are and where you desire to be, that you really are not alone. And so what would you want folks to get out of this podcast as they're watching it, as they're listening? Yeah.
I think I truly want people to first know that God is good and loves you, because I think sometimes as Christians, we try to correct actions before actually introducing people to God. And so our hope in this podcast is that we wouldn't just be telling you, you don't need to do this, you don't need to do that, but we would be telling you and showing you and sharing God's great love for you.
Yeah, modeling
it. Yeah, there's nothing that you've done that is too bad that God can't save you. And I think if you take a moment and read this book, you will see there are murderers, people cheating on their spouses, like all kinds of and they prostitutes made it into the bloodline of Jesus. Okay.
So did Rahab. We see you, girl.
Yeah. And so I want you to know first the love of our great God, and then two, to not be comfortable with, there was like, I think there was a conference we were listening to together about how they were saying the church in America is under like a lullaby where we're just asleep. We go to church on Sunday. That's it. My hope is that as you listen to this, you will hear various topics that we're sharing that you can then think about what does it actually look like to seek holy in church, outside of church, in the workplace, in your quiet time with your friends, when you're dating, you name it, with you're thinking about politics, all the different things. Like, what does it look like to be holy in all aspects?
Amen.
And so that is truly my prayer and hope for this podcast.
Yeah. Well, I would love to just like pray over what God is about to do, and also pray over those who may be listening or watching us. So Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for allowing us to be here in this time for such a time as this, Lord. Thank you for those that are listening, those that have a desire to be holy, those that desire to have a relationship with you, for those that don't know you and want to know you, Lord God, I pray that you would meet them even now. Allow us to be your instruments for your glory, for your honor, for your praise. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
See y'all next time.